First up, this one is interesting. EVGA, known mostly for graphics cards, but they have also been in the motherboard business for some time, is making a gaming case. And it's not just a gaming case, guys. It is like an enormous gaming case. It has probably more space in it than anything I have seen. The design is incredibly interesting because they envision it being used where the window is facing you. So basically rotate the entire case 90 degrees on its base, right? You're not rotating any of the internal components. You're just making it so like the video cards are facing you. The window is facing you. Basically, you know, the idea, and it kind of makes sense if you think about it, is if you're going to spend this kind of money on this case, or you're going to spend this money on all the components inside and make it all pretty looking, that you should actually be able to enjoy the view when actually using the computer, which I think, you know, makes sense there. It's got, you know, clever little things here for, you know, hiding all the cables coming out of the back so that when you do have it rotated 90 degrees, it still looks clean and they don't have to do anything dramatic in terms of internal hardware. On the bottom, the power button is actually on the bottom right-hand corner of the window. Right. So you get an idea of kind of, again, how they're going to face it. And there's a fan controller there that in this version has like, you know, four main buttons. It's kind of a giant LED, you know, display in there just to give you the information. But they're actually going to, on the higher end model, offer a full touchscreen LCD down there that will do fan control. But it'll also let you monitor your GPU performance, your CPU performance, temperatures internally, anything that you could do through their EVGA precision software accessible through there. Lots of space for it, you know, cable grommets, cable routing. It's a really nice looking piece of hardware. And more interestingly is they're going to have multiple models, and they say targeting $79 on the low end and $299 on the high end, yet still maintain an all metal construction throughout all of those price ranges, whether that be two models or something else in between.
It's interesting to say the least. If I needed a case and I was going to support four graphics cards and the hydro cooling that they're rolling in a system like that, you're going to need a case, something of that size to begin with.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to see though, if they do anything with like a micro ATX size design, where I don't need more than a single graphics card at this point. Or at least I don't want more than one. I'd rather spend extra on one really good one. But I do like the idea of hydro cooling things, and I'd like a little extra room for that. But man, that's a big case. It's just a giant system. So, but if you're rolling four GPUs and the cooling to do it all, you're going to need that kind of space. And the design looks fantastic. So
is the lack of, there are no optical bay capabilities on this case. Does that ruin it for you?
Not at all. I honestly, really? I have a couple external drives that I keep around just in case. My current workstation has a couple of Blu-ray drives in it just for that kind of work. But how often do I actually use them? Almost never anymore. And if I do, like I said, I have a couple of USB 2 or 3, either CD or DVD and Blu-ray drives just in case. Right. I've kind of just moved them to external products anyway, because if I'm not using them in my desktop, and I don't think I'll ever buy another notebook again that has an integrated optical drive.
Agreed.
So it's one of those accessories that I find, sure, I might have a few of them still laying around, but do I actually use them very often? No.